I say, let's give him a good praise. I say, give him a good praise this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Well, it's a privilege to be in the house of God this morning to minister God's word. Amen. I count it a privilege to stand behind the pulpit and preach God's word. Amen. I also want to thank Pastor Danny and his wife for just the awesome hospitality. Amen. And also for allowing me and my wife to come and minister to the awesome church right here in Mesa. Praise the Lord. Now, we had a good time in the 9 o'clock service, but I believe that God wants to take it to a whole nother level in the 11 o'clock service. Oh, man, you guys are lit in the 11 o'clock service. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe I'm excited to speak this morning. Amen. And I know that God has given me something special for you this morning. So get hold of your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Ezekiel chapter 37. Very familiar portion of scripture, but I believe that God has given me something fresh for you this morning. Going into 2020, I believe that God wants to prepare our hearts. Amen. I know that God has been doing some great things in 2019. One of you guys can say that God has been good in 2019. Amen. God bless the two of you. Amen. I said, one of you guys can say that God has been good in 2019. Right? Just the fact that you're here, it means that God has been good to you. You might not have everything you want, amen, but you're still healthy. You're still in your right mind. Hello, somebody. You still look good this morning. I think that's about 5 reasons to give God some praise this morning, right? Amen. So I believe that going into 2020, I believe that God wants to do even greater things. I don't know about you, but I'm excited for 2020. I know that God wants to do great things in my life personally. God wants to do great things in my family, even in my church. Amen. We believe in God. We also, our church is about 190 people now. I believe that next year, we want to eat 300 people next year. And right? So I believe that God wants to take our church to a whole nother. I don't know if we have people that have faith like that in Mesa. Well, you guys believe that God can pack out this place twice on a Sunday morning. Right? It's just the comment said 3 times and a Sunday night. That's big faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 37. The Bible reads like this. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley. And it was full of bones. Tell your neighbor, full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And indeed, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you. Cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise and suddenly a rattling. And the bones came together. Tell your neighbor, it came together. Bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over. But there was no breath in them. Also he said to me, prophesy to the breath, says the Lord God. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on the slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. One more time, want to help me pray this morning. Father, I pray for this next few moments. Lord, I pray that you will anoint my heart, my mind to communicate your word with clarity, with simplicity, and with boldness. I pray that there will not just be an anointing to preach, but I pray also there will be an openness to receive your word this morning, God, Lord. I pray that you prepare our hearts for what you want to do, God, Lord, in the season, even going into 2020, God, Lord. I pray you have your way this morning in Jesus' name, and we all together say amen and amen. You can go in and have your seat this morning. Man, you guys on fire in 2011, in the 11 o'clock service, amen. I can see you guys slipped in a little bit, amen. You guys came full of energy. Is there anyone that loves the Lord here this morning? No, I said, is there anyone that loves the Lord here this morning, amen? Praise the Lord. Man, it's powerful when you travel, amen. It doesn't matter where you go all over the world, even though the accents are different. Who knows that the vision is the same? Right? The vision is the same. It looks the same. It feels the same. Amen. I feel right at home this morning. And this morning, in the 9 o'clock service, I spoke a little bit on my testimony, but I believe that God has given me something new, something fresh right here for the 11 o'clock. Amen. And yeah, I want to focus on the story of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 37, and I know that it's a very familiar portion of Scripture, right? We hear about it throughout the year. You hear of it at revivals, crusades, very familiar portion of Scripture, but I believe that God has given me three things this morning on the Scripture, and I pray that it gets your heart ready for this next season that God wants to take you into. Right? Who knows that we're in one season right now, but God is getting us ready to go into a whole nother season. Right? Even for me personally, I can anticipate, I can feel that God wants to do something brand new. In the 9 o'clock service, Pastor Danny read the Scripture. He said that a new thing is about to spring up. Can you perceive it? Right? God wants to do a brand new thing. And I believe that coming out of 2019, going into 2020, that God wants to take our lives to a whole nother level. But yeah, I want to focus in Ezekiel chapter 37. Yeah, you can see that the Bible says that the Lord took Ezekiel and he brought him up in the vision and he placed him down in the valley. So when you read the Bible has two types of stories. There's stories that actually happened, and then there's more like parables that he uses to explain. He uses earthly parables to explain heavenly truths or godly king principles. So here you can see that this portion of Scripture, this is a vision that Ezekiel saw. It wasn't something that actually happened. But the Bible said that God took Ezekiel and placed him in a vision in the middle of the valley. And I know that here in the church this morning, here in Mesa, that there's people that is in different stages of their lives. I know that there's a lot of young people that are in the last years of their schooling, getting ready to graduate school. You can't wait to graduate and get a job and earn some money. Hello, somebody, right? And then you also have those that are young adults, amen. You're anticipating, man, when am I going to get that perfect person? When am I going to get my soulmate? Praise the Lord. I know that when I was in my teens, all I wanted to do was make money. When I became a young adult, all I wanted to do was get married. Right? And then there's those, amen, after you get into your 30s, you start having kids. Now you have to believe God for your kids. You have to believe God for, you know, for your kids to go into school, advancing their schooling, go to university. And then you have, you know, the grannies and the grandfathers, they're trusting God for their family members to get saved. And whatever season you are in your life, who knows that different things are priority for you. You have different priorities. And I know that even speaking, looking into the congregation, you see a lot of different generations that is represented here in the sanctuary this morning. But nevertheless, I believe that God wants to raise up an army right here in Mesa. When I look at the church, I don't just see a sanctuary full of seats, amen. I see an army that God wants to raise up to make an impact, not just in the city of Mesa, but to make an impact all over the world. I wish I had 10 people that's crazy enough to believe that this morning. If you would have ever told me 12 years ago that I would have, I'll be standing in Mesa, Arizona, preaching the gospel at 11 o'clock service, I would have told you that you're crazy. But I thank God that God raised up a ministry like Victory Outreach that had crazy faith, amen. Not just for people to get saved, but for people to take their place, for people to rise up and step into their calling and step in. Oh, you guys are still asleep this morning. I wish I had 10 people that say, I'm excited for my future. I know that God has called me and God has a plan and a purpose for my life. When I look at this congregation, I see that there's an army that God wants to raise up. And here you can see in Ezekiel chapter 37, God takes Ezekiel and he places him in a valley. And here three times in this portion of scripture, he likened him to an army. But when Ezekiel came into the valley, they didn't look like an army. Right? When Ezekiel stepped into the valley, he didn't see soldiers, he saw bones. He saw bones that was dry. And as a pastor in Victory Outreach, I know what it feels like. Right? You step into the Sunday morning service and God is telling you that that is the army that God is going to raise up. And then you step into the service, amen, and you look at some of the individuals and they look dry. They look there. They have their own challenges. They have their struggles. Come on, Pastor Danny, I don't know if you feel like that some Sunday morning. I know that even when I read the book Treasures Out of Darkness, amen, God told Pastor Sonny Agonzoni he was going to raise up a movement with the people that is sitting in his congregation. But when the anointing lifted and he looked at the crowd, the people were sitting there, nodded out, amen. The basket will pass by and it will come in the same way it went out, amen. But the promise was that they were going to be an army, but they looked like a valley. I wish I had an army of soldiers in Mesa that say, I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready for what God wants to do. Man, this is a big city. This is a big city with a big need. But I know we serve a big God with a big vision. And if we have an army in this house that will believe God's vision for this city, who knows that we can do some great things. We can do some great things in the city. We can do some great things for the kingdom of God. Amen. And here you can see that the man of God was taken and he was placed in the valley. And in the valley was thousands of bones. I like this portion of scripture because I know especially Victory Outreach type of people who knows that we come from some dry backgrounds. Oh, God bless the two of you. Right? We come from some dry backgrounds. Is there anyone in this house that you used to be messed up? Come on, is there anyone in this house, amen, used to be a drug addict? People say that you will never change. People say that you will amount to nothing. But look at you today, baby. You in the house of God. You looking good. You smelling good, amen. And you are in your right mind. God is a good God. God is a faithful God. And here, Ezekiel is in the valley. Man, I'm going to preach this message this morning. Amen. I feel like preaching this morning. Amen. Yeah, Ezekiel is in the valley. And the valley is full of the army of God's soldiers. Let me put it in these words. If you want to read the scripture in the proper text, and I think that this is very important for you preparing your mind to go into 2020. This is very important. I'm trying to set you up for 2020. What if you guys want to do some big things next year? I say, what if you guys want to do some big things? You want to take your gang ministry to a whole nother level. You want to take your worship team to a whole nother level. You want to take your business to a whole nother level. Where am I preaching to this morning? You say, I don't want to stay on the same level. I want to go to a whole nother level. You need to catch this. You need to catch this. Listen, they were in the valley. Now you need to understand what a valley is. The valley is a place of battle. A valley is a place where battle takes place. When you read the Old Testament, over and over when you see battles, it usually takes place in a valley. Let's use David as an example. The Bible says that Saul and his men stood in the valley of Elah. Right? And David came down to the valley, and that's where he opposed Goliath. And he won the battle in the valley. So every time you hear that word valley, you it's an indication for you it's time to fight. I wish I had 10 people that's ready to fight. That say, man, I'm ready for battle. I'm ready. Is there some people in Mesa that say, man, I'm ready to war. I'm ready to win some souls. I'm ready to fight. The valley was a place. I know that a lot of people think that the mountaintop is a place where you experience God's blessing, which it is. And the valley is just a place of defeat. And it's a low. I don't agree with that. The valley is not a place of defeat. The valley is not a low place. The valley is a place of war. Now I have a question. Is there anyone that has a fight to fight? You say, I'm in the house of God and I look good, but when I go back home, I need to go back to a fight. There's a devil that's trying to take out my family. There's a devil that's trying to mess with my marriage. There's a devil that's trying to break down my ministry. I have a fight to fight. Is there any warriors in this house that say, I have a fight to fight? I know you look good, but when you get back home, you need to take off those heels and you need to put on those gloves because you have a fight to fight. Listen, the valley was a place of battle. But there was one thing wrong with this story. They were in the place of battle, but they weren't fighting. The Bible say that they were full of bones. God said that was my, Ezekiel said it was dry bones. God said it was my army. God never said that they were dry bones. Oh, I'm preaching already. Listen, God never said, sometimes when man looks at us and when we look at ourselves, we look at ourselves as dry bones. But when God looks at us, God sees something different. And God says that this is my army that I'm going to raise up to win the battle. And he asked Ezekiel, what do you see? And Ezekiel said, I see a valley full of dry bones. And they were in a place of battle. The army was present. The enemy was present. They were in a place of battle, but nobody was fighting. Nobody was fighting. I have a problem. I have a big problem with that portion of scripture. What are you doing in a battlefield and not fighting? I want to ask Mesa this morning, what are you doing in the battlefield? You are a child of God. You've been washed clean by His blood. You are filled with the Holy Ghost. And the devil is messing with you. And you're just laying right there, having the devil step all over you. But I wish I had 10 people in this house that said, and God asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? And sometimes as pastors, as men of God, we step into situations. The marriage is falling apart and God is asking the man of God, hey, can this marriage live? Can this drug addict live? Can this business is in the minus, can this business live? This family has been through so much turmoil. Can this family live? And Ezekiel, as powerful as he was, he said, I don't know, Lord, but you do. And I believe that this morning we have an army in the house of God. There's some soldiers sitting in this place. But the problem is that in 2019, the devil was the only one fighting. You have your battle clothes on a Sunday morning. You got your suit on. You got your Bible to open up. You say the right amens, but every time the devil swings at you, you ain't doing nothing. You're in the place of battle, but you're not fighting. Who am I preaching to this morning? I said, who am I preaching to this morning? Listen, we are not in this thing to have a good time. The Bible. Oh, we have a fight to fight. There's people out there loving their lives. They're losing their lives. They're getting killed every day. And you know what? Now that you are saved, you chose a side. And the devil don't like you. As a matter of fact, he don't like your marriage. He don't like your kids. That is why you've been going through all the hell you've been going through. But I want to let you know that the bell has rang and the fight is on. Who's ready to? Oh my God, I wish I had 10 people that said, put me in the game, coach. Let me put on my gloves. Listen. The bell has sounded, the fight was on. The soldiers was on the battlefield, but nobody was fighting. I know what that feels like. I come from a family that was torn apart. People claiming that there were believers in my family, but the enemy ripped them apart and nobody could fight back. They were spirit-filled, blood-washed, but they never fought back. And I know that is how it is in the house of God. We saved. We're not questioning your salvation, amen. You saved and you're on your way to heaven. But I have a question, are you winning the fight this morning? I have a question, are you an overcomer this morning? I have a question, do you have the victory this morning? Some of you, you crawled into the house of God this morning because the enemy has been. Who am I preaching to this morning? You say, man, I've been in a fight and the devil is after my family, the devil is after my marriage, and the devil is after my calling. Yeah, you see Ezekiel standing in the battlefield. And God is saying, exceedingly great army. And Ezekiel is saying, valley of the dry bones. What are you going to believe this morning? Are you one of those dry bones? Or are you a soldier that is in the middle of a fight this morning? And God asks Ezekiel, Ezekiel, can these bones live? And I look at Mesa this morning, can these bones live in Mesa? I said, can these bones live in Mesa? I said, can these bones live in your household? Can these bones in your family, can they live? These bones on the streets, can they live? These bones that are coming into our recovery homes, can they live this morning, amen? That wasn't the only thing that I see, amen. In the valley, which was the place of battle, not only were they dry, but you can see that the bones was disconnected. You see, in order for the body to be effective, every joint needs to be connected to the proper bone structure. And who knows that when we come into the house of God, sometimes there's certain things in our lives that are out of place. Come on, who am I preaching to this morning? Your marriage is not where it's supposed to be. Your finances is not where it's supposed to be. Your kids is not where they're supposed to be. Can I preach to someone here this morning? Where you at? You say, man, there's certain things in my family right now. It's disconnected and it's not the way it's supposed. The reason I can walk effectively is because my hip bone is connected to my... You guys know the song, right? My toes is connected to my foot. My foot is connected to my ankle. My ankle is connected to my legs. That is connected to my knee. That is connected to my ear. And because everything is connected in the right order, I can now function the way it's supposed to function. And the reason why some people has been limping in 2019 is because there's certain things in your family that has been disconnected. It's not in alignment. Some of your relationship is not where it's supposed to be. Your relationship with God is not where it's supposed to be. Your relationship with your family is not where it's supposed to be. But I got good news for you. This morning, God wants to bring some things into order. God wants to bring some things together this morning. Where am I preaching to you this morning? You say, man, there's about three things in my family that is out of place right now. Come on, wave at me if that is you. Man, you say, I'm in the middle of a fight, but the reason I can't move effectively because there's certain things that are out of place. Growing up, man, my life wasn't the way. I had no relationship with God. I had no relationship with my family. And because of that, my life was out of order. I was moving but in the wrong direction. I was limping through life. But for the last 13 years, amen, God has brought my life in order. He's restored my relationship with Him. He's restored my relationship with my family. And because of that, I move a little bit better. Now, who of you guys want to move a little bit better in 2020? You say, man, 2019 was a challenge, but I want to move a little bit more effectively in 2020. As a matter of fact, when the body is healthy, it moves a lot faster when it's healthy. But when things are out of place, you move slow. I want to preach to those, amen. You say, man, you even hear that terminology in church. Man, it feels a little out of place. I'm not where I'm supposed to be. My life is not where it's supposed to be. My relationship with God is not where I'm supposed to be. Two people this morning. Number one, you're in the middle of a fight. You have a battle going on, but you haven't put on your gloves in 6 years. I know who I'm preaching to. The first time my mom showed up to a victory outreach service, man, she lost the sense of fighting. When you just got saved, man, you were like a boxer in the ring. You were like, bring it on, devil. 5 years down the line, the devil is just smacking you silly. But I wish that this morning, that the power of God is going to move in this place. And God is going to give you a fresh touch and get you ready for 2020. Number two, I also want to preach to those that say, man, I need to realign my life for 2020. I want to realign my life for 2020. Some of you, you know you called. You know you called. And life has just not been the same. Trust me, I know. When I came back, I went on my first missionary assignment to Pretoria. Right? And I was living my dream in Pretoria. Coming back from Pretoria, I got a job offer. I got a job. And I believe that everyone should be blessed. Everyone should work in the house of God. But there's some of you that's called into the ministry. And you know that you called. You know that God has placed a calling on. And you put that on hold. And for 3 years I was making money but still being miserable. Until one day God told me, put it aside and realign your life. As a matter of fact, Pastor Dan, I have a personal testimony. When it comes to the area of money and being blessed, do you know that when I had a job, I lived a good life, man. My wife had a great job, made good money. I had a good job, made great money between the two of us. I had a nice three-bedroom house, amen. Had nice cars, living a blessed life. But do you know, even making a lot of money, I could never afford to come to conference. Not one. I went into full-time ministry 4 years ago. Since I went into the ministry 4 years ago, I never missed one conference. You see, God had to bring my life back in alignment. Because when everything is in alignment, it flows better. Some of you, amen, there's certain things that are not in place. And God is saying in 2020, He wants to line things up for you. And it starts at this altars right now. Some of you, you need to get back into life group. Some of you, you need to get back in the gang. Some of you need to get back in that worship team. Who am I speaking to? Some of you have been hiding those messages that you've been preparing. And God is saying, you need to bring it out in 2020 and preach that. Who am I speaking to this morning? Amen. God wants to bring things back. Back into alignment. Ezekiel was in the valley and he was saying, man, God, can these bones live? Can these bones live? And Ezekiel said, Lord, only you know. Only you know, Lord. The third thing that we see, it says that Ezekiel told God that the bones were dry. They were very dry. The bones was dry. And sometimes when you go through hard times, you get a little bit dry. You know, when things get dry is when oil leaves them. When oil leaves your bones, it becomes dry. And some of us now, we come towards the end of 2019 and you feel a little bit dry. You know what you need? You need some oil this morning. God needs to give you some new oil this morning. So you see, when things are dry, when bones are dry, when it moves, it's painful when it moves. Because it does not have no oil to make it smooth. Every time I move my arms, I don't feel no pain, because there's some lubricant, there's some oil that makes it a little bit easier to move. That is how it is sometimes in the house of God, amen. You haven't gotten a fresh touch of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So everything that you do is dry. It feels painful when you go through it. How are you doing today? Oh, I'm just going through it, amen. I'm just going through it. But I believe that this morning God wants to give you a fresh touch of His anointing going into 2020, so that you can function a little bit better. Ezekiel said they were dry, and they were very dry. They were very dry, amen. And then God told Ezekiel, Ezekiel, I want you to begin to prophesy to them. I want you to begin to prophesy to them. Now, a lot of people interpret prophesying, that is when you get this deep revelation. You stand in front of the crowd and thus saith the Lord. And I have a special word for you right now, my brother. And thus saith the Lord, that He's going to bless you with 10 million rand right now in the next 10 seconds. It's just going to drop in your bank account. You're going to get that SMS right now and you're going to be super blessed. A lot of people interpret prophesying like that. But you know what prophesying is? When you prophesy, you speak to the people on behalf of God. When you speak God's word, when you speak God's word to His people, when you speak to the people on behalf of God, He say prophesy. He say, now when you prophesy, I will accompany it by my wind. You see, every time God's word is spoken, God's presence accompanies His word. Every time God's word goes forth, amen, His spirit accompanies His word, and it will bring things into alignment in your life. That is why it's important for you to be in the house of God. It's important for you to be under the word of God, because the word of God will bring things in alignment in your life. And God brought me all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa, into Mesa, Arizona this morning to let you know that we're getting ready to go into a new year. And for those of you that has not been fighting in 2019, it's time for you to put your gloves back on. God wants to do some new things in 2020. God wants to give you some new breakthroughs in 2020, amen. Some of you are not even ready for 2020. You say, man, I didn't even get everything that I've been asking for in 2019. But I want to let you know that 2020 comes with new possibilities. It comes with new, man, you guys sound tired this morning. 2020 is going to come with a whole new set of breakthroughs. Are you guys ready for this next season? Are you guys ready for a new anointing this morning? I wish I had 20 people right now that say, I'm going to stand to my feet and I'm going to get back in the fight. And I wish I had some people that say, 2020, come on, we're gonna win some souls. We're going to preach the gospel. We're going to grow our church. We're going to lay hands on the sick. We're going to encourage those that are discouraged. I wish I had some people in this house that say we have. You know what irritates me sometimes, and excuse me, Pastor Dan, about Victory Outreach people. You hear the testimony, they were bad in the world. Man, I was a gangster, I was a gang member, and I lived a tough life. And then you come into the house of God, and you just laying down and get the enemy to mess with you. Do you know that you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people that belongs to God? And you know the best thing about this fight, this is a fixed fight. This fight is a, who saved here this morning? Come on, if you saved, you say, I'm saved and I'm wonderfully saved. I've been washed clean by the blood of the Lamb and I've been baptized by the Holy Ghost. Is there anyone in this house that say, I'm free and I'm free indeed? Ah, I wish I had 10 people that say, I love Jesus this morning. Let me tell you something. When you give your life to Jesus, the fight has been fixed. All you have to do is show up. All you have to do is get up. Because my Bible tells me that greater is he that is in within me for he that is in the world. And I know that you came in here a little bit defeated this morning, but my Bible tells me that greater is he that is within me for he that is in the world. And if you would be crazy enough this morning just to stand up on your feet and put those gloves back on. You see, my mom stepped into a service 13 years ago. And one of the pastors told her, if you would be crazy enough just to attempt to fight back, you will overcome the battle every single time. Not only is my mom saved, but my younger brother is saved in the house of God. I'm saved in the house of God. My older brother is saved in the house of God. My dad is saved in the house of God. Me and my whole house, we are serving the Lord today because one person had the guts and was crazy enough to take God on his word and say, devil, you can do what you want, but I have a big God. I have a powerful God. Listen, I want to let Mason know this morning that this is a fixed fight. The Bible says that we are more than overcomers in Christ Jesus. And I want to let you know that you are in the fight of your life. But you see, the thing is that you're not just fighting for yourself. You are fighting for your marriage. You are fighting for your kids. You are fighting for your community. You are fighting for your city. And there's a lot of people out there that is connected to your obedience. And the longer it takes for you to get up and throw a blow, the longer it will take for them to step into the house. I came to stop your faith this morning. I came to stop your faith this morning to let you know you're bigger than you think you are. You're more powerful than you think you are. As a matter of fact, let me ask you a question. Do you know who you are? Ask your neighbor, do you know who you are? Do you know whose you are? Do you know who you are? Let me tell you who you are. You are royalty. Do you know that your dad is a king? For those of you that are struggling financially, do you know that your dad owns a cattle on 1,000 hills? For those of you that's feeling a little bit low, do you know that you are the head and not the tail? For those of you that feels weak, do you know that when you're weak, our God is strong? I wish I had 20 people that knows what I'm talking about this morning. It's time to fight. I said it's time to fight, Mesa. I said, who of you guys are ready to fight this morning? Your family is depending on it. Your city is depending on your family and your city is depending on these warriors in this church to take their place. A lot of people may look at you and they say, yeah, that's just a dry bone. You're not a dry bone, you're a soldier. And I end off with this. The more you step out and the more you begin to swing, we can play a song softly in the background, the more God will begin to bring things in alignment in your life. And sometimes people are waiting for perfect conditions before they start throwing blows. Now, one day I'll preach that message. One day when I'm more blessed, I'm going to start giving. Maybe when I get a job, I'm going to go get my passport. I thank God that I was discipled by crazy leaders. They tell me, my brother, you swing your way all the way to the top. Have you ever been on a fight, amen, and you've taken a few blows, amen, but you don't want to chicken out. You can't even see the opponent, but you just keep on swinging. God has given me a word for someone in this house, amen. You came in a little bit beat up, but I want to let you know, just keep on swinging. Just keep on swinging. You got the victory. Just keep on swinging, amen. Victory is yours this morning. And at the end of the chapter, the Bible says that when the wind showed up, it brought all the bones together, and there they stood, an exceedingly great army. I believe that Victory Outreach is the Lord's army. Victory Outreach Mesa is the Lord's army. And in this ministry, God has a reputation of raising up the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God raises up drug addicts to become pastors. God raises up broken families to become a testimony. God raises up homeless people to become business owners in this ministry. God has a reputation of doing the impossible. God has a reputation of doing the impossible in this ministry. You are a soldier this morning. I'm going to make an altar call for two different things this morning. Number one, you came into the house and you lost your fight. You stopped swinging. You came in tired. You hear the power. You say, man, I just don't have it in me. It's been 10 years. I don't know if I can go another round. Oh, guys, have you ever felt like that? Man, I'm tired. Can't go another round, amen. I want to let you know, just stay in the fight. God is going to carry you through. God is going to give you the strength, amen. Number two. Some of you, there's some things that is out of order in your life right now. Your relationship with God is not where it's supposed to be. Your prayer life is not where it's supposed to be. Your commitment is not where it's supposed to be. As a matter of fact, you stopped doing ministry in 2019. God is saying in 2020 you need to get back. You stop coming to church. God is saying in 2020, I need you to get back. You stop praying. God is saying, I need you to get back. I need my soldiers back. I need my soldiers back in my army. Where's all the soldiers at in the house of God? You say, I'm ready to fight. If you're ready to fight all over this place, I want you to slip out of your seat. I want you to make your way.